flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we begin an hour of power, final hour of power, that is, right here on a Thursday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Again, if you call in, 301-230-0980, we can't allow you back on a second time today, but I mean, you can, you know, say, you know, thanks and good luck and bon voyage and don't let the door hit you in the ass to Matty Ice.
Oh, and well, let's just say we expect all of the canines that called in earlier, that call in every day, we expect you to call in tomorrow to join the celebration and get ready for
notice
a
how
big
you say
NFC.
Notice how you say we expect you. We don't necessarily want. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. We'll have some goodbye gifts, some parting gifts for Matt tomorrow, who, again, is not leaving us because we want him to leave us. It's because he's worked his ass off and because he's really talented and because he got a great job that we wish him the very best in. But he's still staying with the radio station, just in a different role, that will not include this show. We'll have an announcement next week and all that stuff. Don't worry. Show will continue. Show will go on. Show not going anywhere. I'm going to be in Philadelphia this weekend. We'll have, you know, hopefully interviews from a victorious locker room and whatnot on Monday's show. We'll figure it all out from there. I wanted to get to this. I just gave you the injury reports or the injury updates on Cam Jurgens. Not even out at practice. Again, that does not mean he's not going to play. And as well, Dallas Goedert, that's important. We'll get the official injury report later for both teams, all of that stuff. But those are two notable updates. Let's put it that way. Dwayne tweets at WrestleMania621. He says, my two under-the-radar players are Jamison Crowder in the punt return game. I see a breakout return from him to turn the game. And I see a big punch out from Quan Martin to cause a big turnover. I like both of those. I love Quan Martin. On the kick return element, right? Or on the, I should say on the punt return element. You know, Jamison Crowder did not have one in Detroit. He did not have one in Detroit. They had one punt return that was kicked out of bounds. And Crowder was a big factor as a receiver early in that game. But I like that. I like that. I want to say Crowder, I would have to go back and look which game it was, but it was recent, and it may have been the playoff game against Tampa. I have to double check. Had a really good punt return that set up a scoring drive. Again, I'll have to double check that. But, what you can't have is what happened between he and Luke McCaffrey, I think was in Dallas. And that was more McCaffrey's fault on the punt return. That you can't have happen. Goes without saying. I think this game, and I'm going to use this as a bigger, message. I think this game will probably come down to a field goal missed or an extra point missed. And here's what I mean by that. Zane Gonzalez missed a field goal on Sunday night, Saturday night, I should say, in Detroit. Right now, the game was, again, largely out of hand, but you can always use an extra 3 points, right? So where was that? That was, where am I? That was sub 5 minutes. I'm doing something I absolutely hate. 44 yards, no good, wide left, indoors, on fourth and one, where a spot that Dan Quinn would normally go for it with 2:26 left to go. You can't have Zane Gonzalez miss any field goals like that. I'm sorry. 44 yards, especially indoors. You have to make those. Period. If the Washington Commanders face a fourth and one at Detroit, at Philadelphia's 25, 26, 30-yard line, they are going for it again. The reason why Dan Quinn did not go for it in that spot is because they're up by 14. And you're just trying to make it a three-score game. That's it. And he still failed. Zane Gonzalez, I'm sorry. I know everybody wrote about the OCD, and everybody is fascinated by that story. I've said over and 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 over again, you can't trust him. Now, I understand he made a long field goal in Tampa. Great. Congratulations. They got away with that. I understand that Zane Gonzalez made a 47-yarder early in the game on the second drive that gave them a critical 3 points. I got it. Nobody's saying that he can't make those. The problem is he's completely unreliable. So if you want to know why Dan Quinn is going for it so much on fourth down, it's not just because he ultimately trusts Jaden Daniels so much. It's not just because, hey, man, I need to score points. It's because, now, he won't tell you this. There's nobody in that building that could have complete and blind and total faith in Zane Gonzalez, period. Nobody. And if they tell you they do, they are lying. Or they're being ignorant. And I don't think they're doing that. They're telling you whatever they tell you because they don't want to make a big deal out of it. It's a big deal. Zane Gonzalez, I totally respect everything that he has to deal with, right? I told you I've got a lot of anxiety. I got a lot of stress. You guys don't even know half of it, okay? I don't bring everything in my life, professionally, personally, on the radio, okay? There's stuff that I don't talk about, and it is what it is. I've got a lot of great things in my life that I don't talk about on the radio. But I can't sit here and go, oh, well, because he's got OCD and everybody wrote a story about it, there's nothing to worry here. As a matter of fact, there's everything to worry about. Now, maybe Zane Gonzalez goes out and he's 3 for 3 or 2 for 2 or whatever and doesn't miss an extra point and hits a couple of 45-plus yarders on Sunday. Maybe. I mean, you're talking about different weather conditions, though. You're talking about outside, again. You're talking about probably some wind. You're talking about 40-ish degree weather, give or take. There's no way you could have any reasonable faith in Zane Gonzalez. Now, again, if it's fourth and one, Dan Quinn's going for it. Now, if it's fourth and one on his own 30, obviously they're punting, right? If it's fourth and one on the Philadelphia 30, they're going for it. If it's fourth and two, they're going for it. If it's fourth and three, I think they're going for it. If it's fourth and four, we can have a discussion. Again, depending on where they are on the field, but I'm just using the Philadelphia 30, which would be a 47-yarder. He made a 47-yarder in Detroit. He missed a 44-yarder in Detroit late, which was fourth and one. And again, Dan Quinn would have gone for that if the score wasn't a 14-point game already with 2.5 minutes left to go. I'm telling you, going to be a huge, huge deal. Now, one thing I will add to that and counter that, and this is important, Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott has struggled as well. Jake Elliott made three field goals. He didn't miss any on Sunday in Philadelphia in the snow. They were clearing out spots, whatever. He missed two extra points. Remember on the Thursday night game in Philadelphia? He missed, I believe it was again, two extra points and a field goal. I want to double check that, but that's what I remember. Jake Elliott, normally one of the better, best place kickers in the NFL, has had a really rough year. He missed two extra pointers. Now, he made, again, all three field goals. He made some big kicks in the blizzard. Kudos. Again, just like Zane Gonzalez. Zane Gonzalez has made some big kicks. 47-yarder second drive. Got them on the board. Down 7-0. Got them a key 3 points to kind of stem the tide a little bit, right? Big 52-yarder against Tampa. The game-winning kick against Tampa. But we all know, guys, that was more luck and the football gods looking out for Zane Gonzalez and the Commanders than it was skill. I mean, Zane Gonzalez has basically, you know, for the most part, missed what? Because he missed a field goal, I think. Didn't he miss a field goal in Tampa? I have to double check that. Everything's kind of, you know, just mushing through my brain right now. Either way, Zane Gonzalez, Jake Elliott, the game, as we talked about with Sal Palantonio yesterday, the game can come down to them. And nobody necessarily wants that, but the game could come down to them. Let me give you a number on another element of special teams. Did you know the Commanders, Tressway, as good as he is, fourth fewest punts in the NFL regular season and playoffs this year? 51. The Bills, 10th fewest, 59. Chiefs, 64, 15th fewest, which is tied with the Eagles. So the Eagles have punted this year 13 more times than Tressway and the Commanders. So will punting be a huge deal? Remember we had Tressway on after they beat Atlanta and clinched a playoff spot, and he had that 61-yard rocket shot that backed them up, Atlanta, 10 yards or so, late in the fourth quarter, and they missed the long field goal, and if he hadn't booted it the way he did, if that was, I don't know, a 50-yarder or a 51-yarder, they would have lost. I remember week four in Philadelphia, not this past year, last year, still Ron Rivera time. Tress had two really bad punts, one in regulation late, one in overtime, and he knew it. And boy, was he miserable. Professional and polite, boy, was he miserable in the locker room because he knew it. And I had to ask him about it, and I hated that. I hope we're not talking about a shank or a weird bounce or a block punt or something like that. You know, they've been relatively clean on special teams in terms of the punting operation, in terms of punt coverage, kickoff coverage. They've been very spotty with the place kicking. Couple of snap issues, what have you, with Tyler Ott, that happens. But I hope this game does not come down to special teams. Because even though Jake Elliott has struggled a little bit, and quite consistently, actually, and I'll get all the numbers for you. I just gave you some of the numbers. I would trust Jake Elliott before I trust Zane Gonzalez. So I just hope that the NFC Championship game does not come down to that. All right, I wanted to spend a few minutes on that. We will get back to your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. 301-230-0980. Still looking for that under-the-radar, hidden gem kind of, you know, offense, defensive player as well. Do you buy that Joe Witt Jr., as Sean Merriman asserted in the first hour of the show, that Joe Witt Jr. should blitz, pressure, be aggressive up the middle, to see how compromised Jalen Hurts is? Or would you play it somewhat conservatively early on? Too deep, not, you know, overly committing, not overly blitzing, picking your spots so that you don't get burnt and make and give up the big play over the top, or with Barkley busting one loose. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. All right, here's those numbers on Jake Elliott that I just wanted to look up. He was 2-of-4 field goal-wise against the Commanders in that Thursday night game. 2-of-4. And missed an extra pointer. So he missed three kicks. He only missed one extra point all year during the regular season. It was that night. He was 1-of-7 from 50-plus field goal-wise during the regular season. He was very good field goal-wise in the snow last Sunday, as we mentioned, but had twice as many extra point misses as he had all regular season, and the one miss he had in the regular season, again, came in that Commanders Thursday night game. He also missed a field goal at Northwest Stadium. He was 4-of-5 on December 22nd, but he was perfect on his extra point. So Jake Elliott has had, you know, he's 28 of 36 overall in the regular season, field goal wise. Again, 1-of-7 from 50 plus. So if you're the Commanders, you know, obviously easier said than done. And he also missed an extra pointer. I forgot about this against Green Bay in the playoffs. So he's 2-of-5 on extra point kicks in the playoffs. No other radio show, maybe this is to my detriment, is going to spend this much time on the kickers. I'm telling you, like, both of them stink. And Jake Elliott's been really good in his career. Both of them stink. All right, let's get to Al in Bethesda. He's been waiting on hold for a while. Sorry about that, Al. Go right ahead. Thank you for your patience. How are you?
I'm well today. How about yourself?
Doing good, Al. What's going on?
I'm thinking that the difference maker, nobody's thinking about, you hit on it, but the special team is going to be a benefit. Not quite sure we'll tackle their guy closer to the end zone and take it in, or they'll just muff the catch. But it's going to happen on special teams. That's what I think.
All right, let me ask you this. Could it be won on special teams? Meaning, I think we've already established that Zane Gonzalez is erratic and hard to predict, right? Okay? So is Jake Elliott, although his track record is really good. Can it be won on a kick return, right? Like, I mean, Luke McCaffrey's had some nice kick returns and has been close. I don't know if Austin Ekeler goes back there, being, you know, that it's the conference championship game. Can it be won on, you know, we had a caller mention Jamison, or an Twitter mentioned Jamison Crowder. Could it be won on special teams?
It could be, but since I put my bet on the muff kick, I'm going to go with the muff kick.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. I understand. Hopefully it's not a muff kick against the Washington Commanders. I will tell you that much. Real quickly, just kind of looking up something here. I wanted to check out something. Cooper DeJean, the rookie, is their punt returner. And, you know, Kenny Gainwell and Isaiah Rogers do most of their kickoff returns. I'll try and get some numbers on that. Boy, would it be interesting. Jahan Dotson is also listed. Would it be interesting if Jahan Dotson somehow is involved in that and he muffs a fumble or something like that for the Eagles that helps out the Commanders? It would be really bad if, obviously, he had a return. Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for hanging on. Appreciate you. Let's get to John in Oklahoma, as always, listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm glad you took my call.
Yes, sir.
Condolences to your friend.
Thank you.
A big loss to everybody.
Yeah.
I've read he was a huge Redskins fan, so
yep.
Brothers in arms gone. So, anyway. My condolences to his family and everybody.
Thank you.
I think you're welcome. The last game we played, we had 5 turnovers. We still run 36 points up on them. I feel like we're going to hang a 40 burger on them. I really do, because, you know, I don't think they can stop our offense. And the only way they're going to slow it down. That's the best they can hope for. And it ain't going to come down to the kicker, punter, whatever. We're going to score a touchdown.
Well, let me ask you this, John. I mean, besides what happened in Landover, right? And what happened there was, I think, a little bit of a freak show on both sides. I very highly doubt the Commanders are ever going to turn the ball over six times again. I very highly doubt that the Eagles secondary is going to get bludgeoned the way they did and have the amount of mistakes that they did. And it took C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting suspended, 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and a miscommunication, 12 men on the field, and a coverage bust, along with another coverage bust, by the way, in order for the Commanders to get the points that they needed to win that game. So I could be wrong, but I don't know if I see either one of those playing out.
Well, that's what pressure does to people. That's what the mistakes compound once they start stuff like this. They just start compounding. And, you know, they've seen us. I think, you know, we're a team of destiny this year. We've waited and waited and waited. And we got past Detroit, who's waited even longer for a Super Bowl championship or even appearance in the Super Bowl. But I tell you, this team played the first four or five games of the season almost flawless. And I think we're doing that same thing the last three games we played. I mean, no penalties. I mean, that was a fluke face mask penalty starting the second half. Kept their drive alive in Detroit. I just think he's got them tuned in. Witt's going to have – I don't know if he's going to double team, A.J. Brown or not. But I think, you know, Lattimore can cover him. I think he's gotten better already with his hamstring. So
oh, I just look forward to it. I agree. I agree with that.
One other thing. Hey, by the grace of God, one of my son-in-laws, one of my grandsons, and May are also going to be at the game. They surprised me Sunday night with tickets to go. So
wait, on Sunday?
I hope nobody's jealous or anything.
Wait, on Sunday you're going to be in Philadelphia?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good for you.
Dallas. Yeah, we're driving to Dallas Saturday morning, and I'm going to be there.
Good for you.
I'm on a train. They ain't going to hear nothing.
Good for you. Congrats. Oh, that's awesome,
yeah, I know,
man.
I'm surprised.
Oh, that's great. And you said you're going to be with your two grandsons, you said?
Well, just one of them was able to go.
Okay.
But I hope someday to be able to take the other
one. Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
I know it, man. I'm beside myself. I told Maddie I was on the phone a while ago and everything. So,
And
I said my goodbyes to him. So.
We're
going to be victorious, I promise you.
Attaboy. I'm happy for you, John. Good job. Hey, good. That's awesome, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Enjoy always it. Thank you for listening and calling, as always. Oh, that's great. How about that? Our guy John in Oklahoma. He's always been a good caller, always been a faithful listener, doesn't complain about anything on the show, doesn't get mad when I actually mention Jalen Carter. You guys are never going to get past this. He's going to the game. He lives in Oklahoma. He's flying into Philadelphia on Saturday.
Love that.
That
right there goes to show what this organization has done, turning around just for the fan base. Because, I mean, obviously, different ownership. But 2 years ago, even if we were in the NFC Championship, could you imagine people flying for Dan Snyder and that team? I mean, there would have, obviously, but...
As bad as things were under Dan and Bruce and Vinny, there were still really big fans of this team.
Oh, of course.
Who would, you know...
And I guess winning solves everything,
yes.
And that's kind of what we've seen this season, but...
Winning puts a deodorant on really stinky situations.
Yeah.
This is not a deodorant situation. This is a... To kind of use the repair, fix, whatever.
Well, this is whipped cream on an ice cream sundae instead of a pile of trash.
That, or I was going to use like a hammer and nail analogy. Like, this is putting like a brand new piece of sheetrock instead of just like some masking tape or whatever over, you know, sheetrock that is dented in or broken or caved in or what. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
Right, this is... This isn't just masking something. That was. This is, it's been fixed. It still can be improved, but this has been fixed. And presumably the future is brighter. Maybe it's brighter than this. I don't know. Maybe they go on a Kansas City Chiefs type run. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Take a timeout. Final trending alert of the day right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders done with practice for the day. Day two of three on field. They were outside in the cold. It's not as bad out, obviously. But the Commanders wrapping it up, getting ready for Philadelphia. One more full practice on Friday, a walkthrough on Saturday morning, and then off to Philly for the NFC Championship. Now, you can hear all of our game day coverage beginning at 9 a.m. on Sunday with the Force of Earl. You can check out Burgundy and Gold pregame live and the Junkies for a watch party at Honor Brewing in Sterling on Sunday. And if you're just bumping around and can't make it to Honor Brewing, you can listen to the Team 980 and the Odyssey app as well. Have coverage from Westwood One of the NFC Championship, and I'll be in Philadelphia, hopefully from a winning locker room, the DOC. And Toby Altizer wrap it up Sunday evening, let's call it, right around 6:15, win or lose, and a Super Bowl berth on the line for both. Meanwhile, we gave you the Eagles injury report earlier. We're waiting for the official one. Dallas Goedert, Cam Jurgens, two important members, not practicing early on this Thursday afternoon. Jalen Hurts says he has every intention to play, and Quinyon Mitchell was a full go in practice yesterday. So you have that. Also in the NFL, you've got a bunch of other things going on. Matthew Stafford apparently wants to come back, but it's taken a little bit of time. Sean McVay wants an answer sooner than later. Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, the three finalists for the AP NFL MVP, which will be handed out at the NFL Honors week of the Super Bowl. And finally, from the NBA, the Miami Heat once again, having to suspend Jimmy Butler for two more games. He'll miss the road trip in Milwaukee and Brooklyn as punishment for missing a team flight. And that's what's trending. All right, coming up, I got to raise my headset volume. That's what I couldn't hear myself. Coming up, going grocery shopping in a very unconventional place. I'll just say that. Dum-dum of the day coming up in about 15 minutes or so before we get out of here. For Craig Hoffman. Just a couple of moments away from some cleanup on aisle three action. And as well, obviously, we'll have a full show tomorrow. Jody McDonald will join us from Philadelphia. I don't know where Jody will be tomorrow. He works WIP in Philly. Of course, Infinity Sports Radio. And sometimes at WFAN in New York. Jody Mack will join us, 1:15 tomorrow, right?
Is yep, 1:15.
And we will have the full game script, crystal ball.
Look inside your crystal ball and tell me what it's going to say. Tell me what it's going to look like. 6:30 Sunday night after the NFC Championship game. Let's go to Telly. To wrap things up on the phones, because we won't have really any other time outside of this. What's up, Tell? How are you?
Hello to the Redskins, Chris Hustle. What's poppin'?
What's going on, Telly?
Hey, man. So now we don't need to do nothing conservative. Now, I'm not saying you play over aggressive, but continue to do what you've been doing, and let's give different looks on their defense. Confuse the offensive line of scrimmage, bring pressure from different directions. You could even, at times, have eight in the box and at times bluff that eight, pull them out, or what have you. I got to give shout-outs to Kingsbury off the last game. We're actually surging. He went back to the well. And going back to the well, that's given different formations and confusing the defense and not being predictable. And I look forward to seeing them do the same in this game and dominate. Hell to the Redskins, brother. You be easy.
All right. Thank you, Tell. Appreciate the call. We're going to have to kind of cut it loose on the on the calls. I do want to spend, you know, this is more important than cleanup on aisle three. So I just checked my messages. So try and get through this. So Brenda, Pete's wife, you know, I texted her last night and just, you know, just saying all the things that I thought were appropriate and, you know, how much we love doing the show and how much fun we had. And, you know, I sent her a couple of links, you know, from what Dan Quinn said and what we said on the show and, all that. You know, she just wanted, I won't read you the whole thing. I mean, she, you know, she's very appreciative of all the support and all the things. So, you know, as you would expect, she said they are heartbroken. But she wanted all the listeners to know, and Matt, and I heard from Sally today, and Vic and Linnell were all a part of producing and running the show, Russell and Medhurst, in some way, shape, or form. And she said, you know, that Pete really enjoyed his time with you all, and all the laughs you guys shared. Please let your fans know how much we appreciate all the love and the prayers. So I just wanted to pass that along. You know, Brenda and Kelly and Cody and Ryan have, you know, I mean, they have a lot that they're dealing with emotionally, spiritually, financially. Again, we highly, 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 highly encourage you, please, if you can give $5, $10, $15, whatever it might be. I mean, obviously, the bigger, the better. If you can donate, we have it up at and pinned at the Team 980 on Twitter. I believe it's still at 106.7, the fan on Twitter. And you can also get a shirt that's in the 106.7 The Fan merch shop that is and was dedicated basically to, you know, the junkies and playing, I think it's, you know, Hail to the Commanders or whatever version they play. And they're donating all of the proceeds to Pete's family. Again, you can check out, you know, again, the social media for both stations, and find out how to directly donate to Pete's family and his GoFundMe. Actually, I think it's still up on the Team 980. It's not right now on pinned on 106.7, but they may rotate it back. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. But the bottom line is you can find it. You can find it easily. And please don't forget, you know, please don't forget that, you know, Pete's family has a lot of bills and a lot of things.
And a lot of life ahead of them. With.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, we just, you know, this is, look, yeah, it is pinned at the top of the Team 980 page. So go to at Team 980 on Twitter or X, and you can get a direct link there. It is pinned, so you can go right there. If you need anything, just reach out, you know, to me, Matt. We will point you in the right direction. Please support in any way that you can, because we want you to, you know, realize that, you know, again, you know, Pete fought this courageous battle, and we all know how brutally difficult life is. And I hope Pete is not in any pain anymore. And you know, he, hopefully has, you know, a good spot, in heaven, to watch the game on Sunday. I know that's not where he wants to be.
Just on Sunday, he's watching every single game that's actively happening. He has a 100 screen TV that he's sitting in front of watching every single sporting event that's happening at the exact same time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody knows how good Pete was, and you know, again, and we didn't do this. We did not do this. Everybody should know. We did not do this to, like, take a picture, right? That Navy banner, which was Pete's, and the Oreo sign that you got him has never gone off the wall.
Nope.
I can't say that nobody has sat in his seat. You know, Linnell and Doc have. I mean, I can only do so much. But the Navy pennant, that was Pete's. And the Oreo sign that you got him has not moved at all. And it won't move as far as I'm in this studio. Okay? So the bottom line is, you know, they really need your help. So if you can help out in any sort of way, you know, please do. You know, Brenda, again, is very appreciative. She's got obviously a lot that she's dealing with emotionally and just in every way, as you would imagine, right? I mean, Pete was a tireless worker and a provider. You know, you got to figure that out. All the medical bills, you know, you got to figure out how to get Kelly into not only college, soon, but just through her high school career, both athletically and educationally. And, you know, listen, I mean, I have some. You know, I have some special people in my life that have, you know, gone through something similar. I'll just leave it at that.
When we're off air.
It's never easy.
When we're off air, I have an idea that I want to run by you.
Yeah, we might
try and put something together.
Absolutely. Let's try and figure out how we can help out, Pete. If you need the GoFundMe again, the direct link is right at the Team 980. It's pinned there if you ever need it. If it's not pinned there, or if you ever need to know how to help, you know, please, if you're thinking about, you know, like, hey, man, another $7 latte or whatever, or going out to lunch instead of brown bagging it, you know, Pete and his family could really use your help. You know, even if it's 10 bucks, 20 bucks, whatever it might be. No amount too small. So
if you put a bet on the Commanders and end up making a bunch of money this weekend, put half of it towards Pete.
There you
please.
Go. And if the Commanders win, maybe Pete had something to do with it. Maybe Pete had something to do with it. All right. We'll scratch, clean up on aisle three because I just got that. So that was a little bit of, unplanned, radio, but I wanted to pass along, Brenda is very, very appreciative of the fans and everybody who has, you know, reached out in some sort of way and honored Pete. And, she said, you know, when they're ready, they will listen, to all the tributes and all that stuff. But please, the best way you can help is by supporting financially in any way that you can. So we just want to say that. We're always thinking about, about Pete and his family. And that's, you know, really as tough as this week has been, the only, I guess, healing part of this is to know that he's not in pain anymore. And, hopefully there's another 15 jobs that he can find, from his perch, because they say it's a lot better up there. I don't know if it is or it isn't, but I hope it is. And I hope he's, I hope he's proud of what he accomplished. All right, take a time out. We will wrap it up. We'll try and do so less emotionally with our normal staple, dum-dum of the day, which Pete used to love and get a big kick out of. He didn't like it at first, but he would get a good kick out of this one because, boy, is this stupid.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, wrapping things up, we'll try and end out on a good note. It's, you know, again, obviously been a very, 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 very tough week. But we also look forward to the NFC Championship game, and Pete would want us to do that and watch that game and cover that game and report on that game and talk about that game. So we do that. And Pete also loved, not all the time, but he also loved Dumb Dumb of the Day.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
All right, Maddie found this. There's a woman named Sophie Jewel Anderson, a 30-year-old who was living in Sydney, Australia back in 2020. She started shopping for her food in a dumpster. Yep. She started taking out fresh produce from designated bins, but soon realized, hey, why stop here? I can get an entire weekly shop in. She now only buys household items like toilet rolls, dishwashing soap, and toothpaste from supermarkets. And according to the story that was reprinted in the New York Post, spent only $99 on groceries in 2024 because she does all of her shopping. And there's a picture with her being happy and smiling and pearly whites and all of her groceries on the counter. The Denmark native says she hasn't done a food shop in 4 years.
You know what that sounds like? A giant fart fest.
I find all of my food in the dumpster. I mean, come on. How? I just spent like, I don't know, $200 on groceries in about 18 minutes. And maybe I should start doing the same. What do you think?
I'm salivating.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
Hey, man, I still love that Linnell pipe, by the way. Look, I'd love to save money, too. I'm not going in the dumpster. Sorry.
I thought that was funny because you being the I'll go to the dollar store to get ground meat man.
I don't get ground beef in the dollar store, Maddie.
Sorry, pizzas.
I like dollar ground beef. There's a difference. All right, coming up. Craig Hoffman, he will take you home on this Thursday afternoon. Once again, thanks to Sean Lights Out Merriman, D.C. native. Longtime NFL linebacker. He was great. If, in case you missed it, hit the podcast up, Team 980 on Odyssey or at the team980.com. Thanks to all of you guys that called and didn't complain about the radio show and instead talked about, I don't know, a football game. Thanks to Matty Ice, who's got one more day left with us as the chief in charge. We'll celebrate him tomorrow and continue to celebrate the life and legacy of Pete Medhurst in a full game preview tomorrow right here, starting at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Adios.